Vavabasa Yerushalmi, corresponding to Vavabasa Bali, Dapim Kuf Chof Dalet through Kuf Chof Vav. And we begin in the Yerushalmi and Daf Chof Gimel Amad Aleph at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Ha'ime ish ploini b'ni b'cho lo yitol p'nishnaim, ish ploini b'ni lo yirash im achiv lo yamaklum shehisne amashakosat b'teira. If a person said, my firstborn son Ploini will not receive a double portion, or my son Ploini will not inherit with his brothers, this does not take effect because he's making a stipulation against the Torah. Hamachalek nechosov al piv, riba le'echad amir le'echad, hishra lehem es habachor, dvorov kayom. But if a person who is deathly ill divides his property verbally, if he gave more to one son than to another, or if he gave the firstborn the same as everyone else, his words take effect. Vim omam misham yerusha le'am haklum, and if he says that this is their inheritance, then it does not take effect. If he wrote at the beginning, the middle, or the end that it's a gift, then it takes effect. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Lah hishra es habechor la'achin. Rabbi Lah appeared to once give a firstborn a portion equivalent to all the other brothers. Amaloin, Rabbi Chagai said to Rabbi Lah, V'loi kriyehi lo yuchel levaker. Isn't there an explicit pasuk that says against this? It says in Devarim, in Perek Chof Aleph pasuk, Zion, he will not be able to give the son of the beloved wife precedence of birthright. So he must give the Bechor the double portion. Rav Loza says, I affirm that he is technically able to do so, but he is not permitted to do so. Ikein Yochel Misham Matona. Rav Chagai says, if so, Rav Loza must have allowed him to give it as a gift rather than an inheritance.